This is KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. We told you last week that Washington State has the most diverse Supreme Court in the country, and just as the bench is becoming more diverse, so too are the hallways of the Temple of Justice through art. Our story begins with Chief Justice Stephen Gonzalez. When he was first named to the court as an associate justice back in 2011, he brought his family to the large sandstone building in Olympia where the court meets.
Our kids, then 7 and 9, were with us. And our younger boy, while we were walking down the hallway looking at all the portraits and all the pictures of the justices, said, Dad, how come none of them look like us? For me, I thought, well, that's an important question. They don't, but it's changing.
The paintings on the walls are of white men, mostly with beards, sternly looking down from huge frames along this corridor where the justices keep their chambers.
Very serious, very somber, dark black robe and brown background, and no smiles. And they're all obviously from decades ago.
Gonzalez decided he could do something about that. Time for some new portraits representing the fullness of the bench.
I went to a variety of committees and nobody took up that cause. So I went directly to my good friend, Alfredo Arreguin.
Alfredo Arreguin, now in his mid-80s, is an acclaimed Mexican-American artist who lives in Seattle. He has work in the permanent collections of 2 Smithsonian museums. He's received numerous awards as well, including the Oatly, a top honor from the government of Mexico to people who promote Mexican culture abroad. He and Gonzalez had met some years earlier.
He called me up and he says, I want to come over and talk to you about something that is very important to me. And I said, sure, come over.
And I said, look, I have no money. I have no promise that we can even hang it. But here's what I want to do.
Said, I want you to do a portrait of these wonderful black Justice Smith.
Justice Charles Z. Smith, the first person of color on the Washington State Supreme Court, appointed by Governor Booth Gardner in 1988. Arreguin went over to meet Justice Smith and his wife Eleanor, and then called Gonzalez to agree to do the painting. And he asked for some samples of the portraits already hanging in the Temple of Justice, those black-robed white men in front of dark brown backgrounds.
And I said, my painting is not going to be like classical music. It's going to be a little bit more like jazz. And he says, no, yours is more like cumbia. I said, oh, wow.
It is in brilliant color. It's a different style altogether, and it reflects a new day.
Arreguin's signature style is about as far from the existing portraits of the justices as you can get. There are reds and oranges and blues and circles and swirls and zigzag patterns.
And if you look closely at the portrait of Justice Smith, Arreguin incorporated within the texture of the picture names of people who played prominent roles in Justice Smith's life.
Justice Charles Z. Smith died in 2016 at age 89. Arreguin has done another painting of Justice Mary Yu, who is currently on the bench, but it has not yet been publicly unveiled. Gonzalez says that as the bench changes and becomes more diverse, so should the walls.
I think we are adding depth, complexity, and richness to this court, and I want that reflected. And when kids come here, and they often do come and tour the temple, I want them to see themselves.
And not turn to an adult, as his son did all those years ago, and say, how come none of them look like us? Ed Ronco, KNKX News.